Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Back here on Loud and Local in studio now, Windowpane. What's up?
Hey, brother, what's happening?
What's going on? Now, here is the official unveiling party. We have Glenn, we have Tony, we have Kristen, and now we have Noah. Noah, welcome to the mix, my friend.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so when did this happen, guys? You guys kind of unveiled the new member this past week on social media, but I want to hear it. I want to hear the story.
Well, you know, it was coming into December. That was when we first started working with these, with these agencies.
And we were
basically like, look, the goal is put us out. We want to go to work. We want to work hard. We want to be on tour. Just get us out there so we can get this thing, you know, growing and
tour
grown,
this record.
You know?
Yeah,
it's about 5 years ago. We had some great stuff going on, and then of course we came home and we lost Kevin Royd at that point, and it derailed a lot of the progress we had going on. So we're just trying to get back to that point where we're really cooking,
become the touring machine that you're built to be,
right? Or you know, at least desperate to be. So, Sean has a beautiful little girl, and it was right around that time. I think it really sat in for him, like man, sunk in rather. He's like, I don't want to be away from her 6 months out of the year, 8 months out of the year. So we had long, heartfelt talks and said, okay, we get it. And so, of course, Sean was still doing shows with us and everything else, but we were kind of quietly auditioning and looking for drummers. And it was sort of a long and occasionally even truly demoralizing and heartbreaking process.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But after a lot of ups and downs there, actually, our buddy Will Andrews from 10 Miles Wide,
Walking Papers.
Will and I go back. We've jammed together.
One of the best drummers in the Northwest, for
sure.
He
is, man. Yeah. And he hit me up randomly and he said, hey, I don't know if you have a guy yet, but one of my students is amazing. And he was in, Blue Helix and Lust Punch and this amazingly talented drummer. And he's really interested in the gig. And at the time, we had kind of settled in on a guy and we weren't sure if that was going to work out. It ended up not working out. So I ended up hitting Will up like, dude, get me in touch with Noah.
Yeah.
And yeah, Noah came down, and after a long, cold, bitter, salty, demoralizing winter, Noah was the damn ray of sunshine.
Now it's the summer, man.
Yeah, he came in and killed it, and we all went, everything's going to be okay.
So Noah, were you a fan of Windowpane?
Yes, definitely.
Well, I'm assuming you're still a fan of Windowpane, but now you're a part of Windowpane officially. And is there going to be any kind of like hazing or any kind of rituals, or is that just all going to be based on just the first performance?
We'll
see how things go. So Noah,
I love how that didn't get answered.
Had you seen Windowpane before?
Yeah. The first time I actually saw them live was a Studio 7 show, so I got to see them the last show there.
Yeah.
But, it's the first
That's
time
great.
I got to see them live with the last time playing with Sean.
Right on. Yeah. So how long have you been playing drums, and like, what were some of your, I guess, early influences, like music-wise, that brought you, made you kind of want to become a musician?
It kind of came to me naturally as a kid, just always wanted to kind of hit on things and kind of have a good time. And As I grew up, my parents listened to grunge music and reggae, and of course the drums are really important, both those musics, and so it just kind of was something I would always play along to. And fortunately, against my dad's advision, my mom snuck out and got a drum set for me when I was 8.
Okay.
And I showed him that, it was something that I really wanted to do, and he's been completely supportive, and my family's been completely supportive since, and it's been something that I love.
Well, congratulations. I'm going to put you on the spot here, though, and I want you to name, aside from Windowpane, what is your favorite Northwest band of all time?
Probably Pearl Jam.
Awesome. Good choice, man, my friend. Good choice. Right on. Well, welcome him to the fold, everyone. Noah, now a part of the Windowpane family. You guys have a show this Friday, your first official show with Noah. It's going to be a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah, we're hoping so, man. We've got the croc. We had locked that show in some time ago. Even in the middle of all this, you know, like I said, Sean was playing. I mean, there's no hard feelings. We even did a video shoot with Sean, and yeah. Sean, you know, was playing all our gigs with us. But we wanted to do. We had labored. Actually, I should say Tony labored heavily over the creation of what became the double album, the Windowpane Vinyl.
Yeah.
And we finally
And it's
got,
gorgeous. It's dude, gorgeous. It's a good layout.
He killed himself making that happen. It's a double album literally just to preserve the sound quality yeah. of what we had accomplished when we
180
got
gram, is that?
Full analog. Yeah. It's yeah, we spared no expense. We made sure that
it looks
absolute
like it.
Top quality and the most important is sonic quality.
Yes.
You know, when we first started this process, this record, you know, our vision was full-on analog, old school, just that space, that yeah. sound, that separation, you know, that thing that kind of wraps, just kind of grabs you, you know, surrounds
Absolutely.
You. And so that was the goal from the get-go. You know, we went to London Bridge. Mm-hmm. We did it on that old 73 Neve board. We tracked this album to 2-inch tape.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just financially, you know, once we did the record, it's a 54-minute album or 56 minutes or something like mm-hmm. that. Now, we had no idea the inner workings or the quality of vinyl. But once we did it, we're having the record mastered. And they're like, cool, so this will be a four-sided vinyl. And we're like, excuse me?
What?
And they're like,
that's double the cost.
Double yeah, the albums, it double was, the price.
Yeah, so yeah. double vinyl means double the cost on everything.
Yeah.
And if you do any more than 15 minutes per side, you start to lose low end and sound quality.
Basically, the tighter the grooves get and the closer to the middle you get,
yeah.
the worse it sounds.
Okay.
And it's weird. I went back and looked at all my favorite records from the 60s and 70s, and they all have a play length of like 42 minutes, 41 minutes, 38 minutes, 40. And we're like, no way.
Yeah.
So instantly, Tony's like, well,
let's cut a song off this.
Yeah. No, man, you know, so.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we wanted everything to a sound the best that it could. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that tripled the cost on everything, too. You know, but we're really happy that we took the time and did it right, because now we can put it out there. And really, I mean, it's for all those audiophiles and all those people who get really into the sonic quality of it. We want to make sure that those guys are pleased. You know, this vinyl is for those kind of people.
Pleased, if not blown away, you know.
Yeah.
The record had been out for some time, and we were always pleased with it, but not, you know, we wanted to do it true to life, analog, old school, but it also needed to sound and feel contemporary.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring that up, because once you put the CD out originally, you hit me up and you let me know that you actually had the album remastered.
That's
what
right.
What was the deal with that?
We it's interesting. Like, you put an Appetite for Destruction, it's a great sounding record,
yeah.
but it's a much quieter album than most contemporary releases.
Sure.
And that was something that in the mastering process we found ourselves really, really combating, because as we pushed it up louder to more contemporary volumes, there were things that were sacrificed.
Mm-hmm.
So we learned a lot about the mastering process the hard way. We ended up against the wall, and you know, Ed Brooks locally had done a beautiful job, and we released it and put it out. But a year, you know, like a year later, we were still wondering, like, man, I wonder. So there's two guys that are kind of the biggest guys in the world. There's Ted Jensen and Bob Ludwig. They
okay.
are the two most sought after global, you know, guys that do this mastering thing in the world. And so we just looked at all of our records kind of, and, we sent it to Ted Jensen, and, he did the remaster for us, and we got it back, and it
awesome.
Was everything we had wanted. We wanted a major label quality release.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, without trying to sound that way, we wanted something that sounded better than a major, like, it doesn't sound digital. It doesn't sound overcompressed. It's
yeah.
warm. It's deep. It's 3D. It sounds like it was made in the '70s, but at contemporary volume levels.
Yes.
And that was a hell of a thing for us to undertake as a completely independent artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we came in on par. I was speaking with our producer, Brett Eliason, about this. What we ended up dropping and investing into the quality of the Windowpane record is about what the budget for a major label release is these days. And we did it completely independently.
So that's why you got to buy this record and help them
yeah.
recoup just
well,
a little bit. Help them out a little bit.
But the
bit.
Cool thing is, after we did the Ted Jensen master, when we went into the facility to actually have the vinyl masters cut, we took the Ed Brooks, because it had a lot of wonderful qualities to it as well.
Yes.
Different, right? You know, apples and oranges at that point. And we A-B'd the two and made sure, you know, which one's going to translate to vinyl best. Because now we had two really great sounding versions of our
sure.
record. And the Ted Jensen one's the one that was like, man, this is of such high caliber.
Yeah.
That's the one that then, you know, translated its way to the vinyl process. And Tony and I sat in with our producer Brett on the creation of the vinyl masters.
That's awesome.
Watched the lathe cut it through a microscope. I mean, it was a mind-blowingly
amazing. That was really cool.
It's
such a weird technology, too, that it literally can do, recreate the timbre of voice and, I mean, all the sonic characteristics by bouncing a needle through basically tiny little canyons.
Yeah, yes. You look at it through the microscope and it looks like little beads of caulk. Lined up side by side, these weird little squiggly melted crayon lines.
Wow.
That's literally what it looks like. And, you know, you're kind of going, whoa. And that needle bounces back and forth before that. And all of that is created by it. So, I mean, it was really labor intensive. Nothing was, hey, let's just do.
Yeah.
Every step of the way, we wanted to create something that was just of the highest caliber possible. And so now here it is. We've got our double album. It's magnificent. We're really proud of it. And everyone that's heard it, so because all of our Kickstarter pledges, because, you know, we fan-funded the whole thing. Our fans helped make all this happen.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as we got the vinyls, the LPs in their hands, they were like, oh, my God, this sounds better than most of the stuff I buy at stores.
That's awesome.
Major label releases, the packaging is nicer than what, you
it's
know, gatefold. Sony is putting out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were blowing. So, of course, you know, we're all like, oh, sweet. And so now, finally, you know, this coming Friday, not only do you get to see Noah, but people will have access to the vinyls.
It's the finished product. You'll have it in hand. You can pick it up this Friday, June 29th. Again, it is at the Crocodile with Travis Brock from Bruiser Brody opening up an acoustic performance.
Yeah, he's going to do a solo acoustic performance that I'm sure will just be chilling, man. He's a hell of a performer.
Also, Mock Society and Jaded Mary opening up the show. It is the vinyl release party at last. The Windowpane record on vinyl. Be a part of Northwest history and have this in your hand. We're going to play a couple songs that are the remastered quality, what you'll be able to hear on the vinyl. We're going to be able to get Underfoot and then Words and Nothing More, a couple of the songs we played here on KISW in regular rotation. Is there anything you guys want to say before we jump into the two songs, or let her rip?
Nah, let her rip, man.
All right.
Love you guys.
We got Windowpane in studio. Give us a call, 206-421-ROCK, if you want to talk to the band. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. Windowpane in studio. You just heard a couple songs off their self-titled record. You can get that on vinyl this Friday, the 29th at the Crocodile, alongside Travis Brock from Bruiser Brody, Mock Society, and Jaded Mary. It's going to be a killer show. Tickets available now, I believe?
Yeah, they have been on sale for a while. I think you can go to any of the Windowpane web presences. There's an event page, of course, on Facebook, and then the Crocodile Direct as well.
Yeah.
Tickets are pretty easy to find. Yeah,
you can go to crocodile.com. Mm-hmm. You can look up the event. It's easy to find. Or you can go to facebook.com/windowpanemusic, and that's windowpane, one word, P-A-N-E, for anyone who
wants
to.
Yeah, we got to do that. Yeah. You know, there's a thing we put together, too, and we'll see how all that turns out, but we do, via Lion Pride Music, we set up a full-on party bus.
Nice.
For anyone in Tacoma. And it's basically a package. So for $100, you get the vinyl, you get access to the show, and you get the party bus to and from the event.
That's awesome.
With party favors included.
How do you purchase that?
That's going to be on the Windowpane event page. You can find a link that's set up specifically for that. So any of our Southenders that want to rage, ride the bus, get the vinyl, and get into the club,
and do
all,
it safely, yep.
All one shot. That option's out there, too.
You can go straight to our Facebook page, or you can just search Windowpane, then type in vinyl, and the event will most likely come up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, shout out to anyone who was out at Men's Room Red Festival yesterday. I know you guys were out there and raging pretty hard. Glenn, you drank a little bit of whiskey, had some fun, and you were on stage twice yesterday.
Yeah, I got to jam with the New Originals, which is always, you know, a riot. And then my blues project played a set as well right after the Pearl Jam tribute.
That's awesome.
So I got a buzz. I got a sunburn. I got to hang out with my friends. Yeah. It was a great day, man.
That's awesome, man. So tell me a little bit about how you stay busy. I mean, you're busy with all these things. You're doing the New Originals. You're doing Windowpane. You're doing your blues project. How do you find time for all that?
Right.
And you're on the and you're on the Mixcast.
That's right. And I'm married, and I'm also in Bruiser Brody.
And you have a day job.
Yeah, that's right. It's a weird thing. Like, I'd gotten – anyone that listens to the Mixcast knows that one of my goals was to get out of my regular day job and find something that allowed me more freedom, which I started doing Uber Lyft. It's worked out great.
Yeah.
And as soon as I had more freedom, I was like, now I can do all the things I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I've never been busier. I am sleep deprived because now I just say yes. I'm like, yes, yes. Glenn, you want to help build a statue? I've always wanted to. Yes.
Yes.
And so, you know, but it's one of those things. I love – everything I get to be a part of, and I'm honestly very lucky.
Yeah,
you know, I'd be like, man, it's so tough being rich, right?
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
I'd like
man.
To give that a try.
Yeah, right. I know. I'd love to have that problem, but yeah, I get to jam with my friends here at the station. I come in every Tuesday and get to do that show with Rev and Steve, which is incredible. I'm in Windowpane, which is incredible. I'm getting to jam with these various musicians, and it's a lot of work, and I'm spread thin, and I'm tired. But man, you know, you live once, and you know, I just wish I had more time. And
exactly.
If I did have more time,
well, there's
I'd
this thing
have
called
more stuff going on. Man.
There's this thing called meth that you might want to try. Yeah,
I know.
Look, just at, my, kidding.
Look at my teeth.
We don't
look at my teeth.
Meth.
Can't you tell?
So you're going to have to find some time in the near future, because I hear word that you guys are going to be doing a little bit of a tour.
Yeah.
We can't talk too much about like who you're going to be touring with, but it's going to be a pretty big band.
It's going to be a cool tour. We're really excited about it.
And where are you guys going to be hitting? Do you know the dates?
We know it'll be September through October, and it's mostly Midwest and the East Coast.
And South.
And the South as well. Yeah, it'll be basically out for a month. Not a lot of days off. As Brett, our producer, saw the dates and went, well, you guys won't have any time to get in any trouble.
No, we're not. Pretty
much playing a show
every
night. It's
25 dates in about 26 days.
Right.
I mean, 27 days, yeah.
That's
but
awesome.
It's a good tour package. We're excited to be at a party. We can't announce it just because even though everything is locked in place, we haven't received our contract yet. Mm-hmm. We literally talked to our agent like, bro, we want to announce as a way to hype our vinyl release party if we can announce the tour. And he's like, guys, without contracts in hand, and they're not in a hurry because this is September. And he's like, you can talk about the markets you're going to, but we can't really announce anything more than that because we don't have contracts yet. And the headliner has to. And we're like, we get it. All good.
Those guys get to announce the tour first, of course. It's their tour.
Santa's the first one to come to Christmas, basically. Yeah. The rest of us have to wait to open our presents.
But, you know, in the meantime, we can go see them this Friday, June 29th. Again, it's the vinyl release party, and this thing is awesome. You're going to want to pick this up, even if you're not a vinyl head. You got to get it. Just you can frame it. You can take a look at it. It's good to look at, and I bet it's even better to listen to. I'm going to get this on my turntable tonight when I get home. Again, Dan Windowpane in studio now. We're going to go to a couple songs, and we want to talk to these guys. Give me a call, 206-421-ROCK. They are our captive audience, so they have to answer your questions. Burning questions. You want to ask them on a date, anything like that. Advice, relationship advice.
No one's going to ask us on a date, dude.
Hey, especially you never know.
What
we got a couple younger guys over here. You never know.
It'll be the, would you like to play a game? Isn't that Jigsaw's thing? We'll get that phone call.
Yeah. All right, we got a couple more songs by Windowpane. You can see them this Friday. We'll be back more with them in just a few. This is off the self-titled Windowpane record, one of the Northwest best bands. It's Loud and Local on the Rock.
Everybody knows your life's temp.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
In studio now with the mighty Windowpane. Windowpane.
Hello.
Howdy.
Yeah, these dudes are going to be playing a headlining show, a vinyl release party, Friday, June 29th. They slipped me a little promo copy of this vinyl record. That's kind of a redundant thing to say, but this vinyl copy of the album, it is the remastered record you've been listening to tonight, and it is it's tasty, man. It's for not just for the audiophiles, not just for the record nerds. It's for anyone who wants to be a piece of Northwest music history. They self-funded this thing, man, and that is huge because it sounds huge. It's a completely DIY thing, but to be honest, it doesn't sound DIY. It sounds like it came out on Capitol Records or something.
That was the goal.
Yeah, that's what all the stress was about.
I hear.
Yeah. Like, how was making the record? Kill me now. No, but really. Yeah, really.
On a little bit more of a bummer note, this past Friday, we lost one of the most influential and incredible musicians of our time. Vinnie Paul, of course, of Pantera, of Hell Yeah, of Damage Plan. And on Friday night, Ian and I actually got a chance to come in and kind of do a spontaneous memorial show. Played a lot of Pantera. And last night on Metal Shop, we definitely played a lot of Pantera. You can check out the playlist on the Metal Shop Facebook. But right now, you know, we don't need to go too into it, but I wanted to ask you guys a little bit about, were you able to see Vinnie Paul play drums live ever, and did you ever have any interactions with Vinnie Paul? We talked off air, he actually got to see you guys play live before?
Yeah, a couple times.
Tell me about that.
First time that I saw Vinnie, I saw Pantera open for Skid Row.
That's awesome.
When I was, I was like 16.
And they were opening for Skid Row.
And they, and then I saw them again open for Black Sabbath Reunion Tour. Oh, and that was
killer.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. One Phil had his shaved head. The next one, he had his full-on long hair.
Yep.
And, yeah, they were killer, man. And then we were on the Queensryche tour. We're playing Dallas.
Yeah.
And some fans came up, and they're like, dude, Vinnie Paul's here, man. He totally loves you guys. And we're like, what? What?
Well, that's cool.
You know, so we found it.
Really? Sweet.
Our drummer at the time was actually already talking to him, you know, and we're kind of standing there kind of giddy, you know, and got to meet him, you know, and he's like, man, you guys rocked. And, you know, he had his buzz on and he was in a great mood. And it was really cool, man.
So
and then on the Five Finger Death Punch tour.
Yeah.
He saw us again. That was at the Joint
in Las Vegas.
That's
awesome.
4,700 people sold out. That was a killer show.
Yeah, that was a good time.
And that was with Soulfly.
That was with Soulfly.
Soulfly and Five Finger.
Yeah.
It was a great tour, actually.
Soulfly guys were awesome, man.
So good.
Hung out with Mark constantly.
Yeah, one time I actually had VIP passes to Gigantour, and that's when Hell Yeah was playing. And, like, I was just fangirling in the back. Like, I'm sitting in a room with Jason Newsted, like Chad Gray, like everybody from Megadeth. I'm just like fanboying like crazy. And I just see Vinnie Paul go walk off into this one room. I'm like, don't go knock on that door. It was just mind blowing. Still amazing show. I'm just sitting there just in awe. I'm like, I get to see all these amazing people, and at least I got a chance to see him too. Like,
absolutely.
It was really bizarre, actually, because, you know, we've got a bunch of different irons and different fires, and I was in the middle of an email thread with someone discussing a potential tour with Hell Yeah.
Yeah.
And All That Remains. And in the middle of all that,
news came down.
I popped over to my Facebook and saw someone had posted, and I went, okay, immediately I'm going to check this. Went out to Google, verified, and then I actually had to reply in that string, like, I don't know if you've heard this or not. And the girl I was speaking with, you know, hit me back like, I can't even believe this. So it really hit
home. That's
eerie.
Because
we were excited about that potential tour opportunity for Windowpane.
Of course.
And in the middle of that email exchange, it'd been going on for most of the day, you know, back and forth via mobile. And that was kind of where the last exchange was her saying, I can't believe that this just went down that way. And, you know, I kind of sank into the, whew, you know, so it was a double whammy because for a minute there we were like, wow, if this unfolded, that would be a tremendous tour opportunity. What a great band to go out with us.
What could have been? Yeah.
So we got two bits of bad news in one shot. It was just kind of surreal.
R.I.P.
And heartbreaking, tragic, you know.
R.I.P. Vinnie Paul. Pour one out for him, man. I'm sure he would have done the same. So if there's one piece of goodness out of that, you know, the Abbotts are rocking together. Brothers, of course, Dimebag and Vinnie Paul, wherever they are, and playing the drums back like they used to when they were kids growing up. So obviously there's no way to really transition from that to, you know, and But we got to. We have to continue this going on. So this Friday, again, is the vinyl release party. You can catch Travis Brock from Bruiser Brody opening, doing an acoustic thing with Mock Society and Jaded Mary also on the bill. And, of course, Windowpane. What can we expect from Friday, guys?
Well, one of the things I think we're most excited about is, you know, Noah stepped in, and as we mentioned earlier,
his first official freaking show.
His first show, and then, you know, we talked about that breath of fresh air and the energy he brought to the room. And, of course, we're learning all this legacy material, and in the course of all that, you know, we were just really excited.
Don't screw up, Noah.
We ended up writing a new song in the middle of all this. So we have a brand new song that we've written with Noah. It was the first song we got to write actually with Noah and Chris. And Chris has been with us for
a year now. He's a lucky one.
Right? I know, man.
Hey, you're not the new guy anymore.
That's right.
It's the first time ever. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you know, poor Chris is like, yeah, here we go. And Sean's like, not with me.
Nice.
But no. We've got a brand new Windowpane song, which we're going to unveil this Friday night. That was the first song that the four of us have written together, and we're really excited about it because I think you can hear the flavors.
We totally weren't even planning to do anything.
Glenn played
a riff, and we just all jumped in, and it just
that was great.
It was really cool. And when things happen like that, and happen so quickly and naturally, you know, that was just one more thing of going, wow, we definitely picked the right guy.
Yeah.
You know, when that chemistry just happens and just pours out of you like that. I mean, that was really cool.
Yeah, it was.
We were having a blast. You know, we all left there floating to our cars.
Oh, and we worked, you know, quickly. Like, we'll try this, move that. What if we did, okay, then maybe I can, all right, boom, bang, boom. And this thing was coming together. And by the next night when we got together, it's like, hey, you want to start off messing around with that thing from last night? And within an hour, the song was in focus and finished. And all of us are like, I don't think I have any criticisms of where we've landed.
Nice.
You know, and then I stepped away and took some time kicking around melodies and vocal ideas, and Ken came back and was like, okay, guys, tell me what you think of this. And
that's awesome.
It came into focus in a very natural, cool, fun, organic way. And so we're really excited just to play a piece of new music for all our fans.
Noah, here's the deal, man. Keep that going. Just continue writing new songs, and you don't have to even learn the old stuff.
That's right. That's right. Really cool. Just keep writing new stuff.
So that's the game
homework.
You got to be
songs that we can't
cheat in the system.
Dig into the old ones.
Exactly. So, again, it is the vinyl release party. Bring some extra cash to throw down and buy this this hunk of vinyl. It is a beautiful thing. Any thank yous, any shout-outs you guys want to give before we go into the last songs that you're going to hear from this remastered record?
Oh, God, we have a ton of them.
Man.
I mean, of course, all the people involved in the vinyl. Levi Setz from Black Belt Mastering.
Yeah.
He's the one who cut the vinyl master out of the Ted Jensen master.
Yeah.
Jason and Kim Spies had a big hand in making this
helping
particular chapter come together. God
Andy McHale as well.
Oh, yes. Andy McHale from Top Left TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, yeah. Very cool.
Of course, our producer, Brett Eliason,
who
for putting us together with Levi.
Yeah.
And then coming down and sitting in on those sessions and... You know, and you get that call from him. He's like, "You guys going to come to this?" I'm like, "I don't know. Should I?" And he's like, "Yeah, you really should."
Nice.
And it was an amazing thing to watch unfold and watch that whole process. I mean, just there's some videos of it you can find on our Facebook page and probably on our YouTube channel maybe as
That's
well.
Badass.
I don't know, but you can watch the videos of it actually being created, and it was pretty amazing, man.
Yeah,
you know,
it was cool. And of course, Brett. I mean, he produced the record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He mixed the record.
Yeah.
So what you're hearing is that's him.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's kind of that unofficial fifth member, you know. He's
he's
a big part of what we do. He's really family to us, and he's invested so much of his time and his energy and his heart into us, you know. How do you thank someone for that? So
you just give him more money.
Yeah. Or just another bottle of scotch. I think is what we keep doing.
Go.
We're like, hey, bro, we're on our way up, and we brought you a bottle of 27 year.
Nice.
We keep him liquored up.
Nice. I like that. Windowpane in studio. We're going to play a couple songs here. We've got Unfound and The More I Run. I'm assuming you guys are probably going to play these ones on Friday night.
Yeah, both of them. Both of these will be played.
Cool. Again, catch them this Friday, June 29th. You can find out all the information you can get on the bus with the record, all that cool stuff. Just add the event page on Facebook, and we'll see you on Friday at the Crocodile. Thanks, guys, for coming up.
Thanks for having us, man. Much love. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's Windowpane. We continue things on. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. We'll be right back.
it to the women. You get that Hollywood smile. Yes, we all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.